This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken endured a second day of harsh bipartisan criticism of the Biden administration's Afghanistan withdrawal. Testifying before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, the Secretary of State Blinken says that the administration will review what led up to the chaotic evacuation.
We did not see this collapse in a matter of 11 days. But it is important that we go back and look at all of this.
As he testified on Tuesday, a new intelligence estimate warned that Al-Qaeda could begin to threaten the U.S. from Afghanistan within 1 or 2 years. Democrats and Republicans alike on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee assailed the administration's preparation for and handling of the pullout. Even lawmakers sympathetic to President Joe Biden's decision to end America's longest-running war expressed concern about the large number of Americans, green card holders, and at-risk Afghans left behind in last month's chaotic evacuation from Kabul. Afghanistan's new foreign minister says the Taliban governing the country remain committed to not allowing militants to use their territory to launch attacks, but he refused to say when or if the country's new rulers would create a more inclusive government. Amir Khan Muttaqi repeated several times during a news conference on Tuesday that other countries must not interfere in Afghanistan's internal issues. Without other political factions and legitimate leaders, women serving in the government, the Taliban seem unlikely to win international recognition as the country's legitimate leaders. More at voanews.com.